Is this what the world has come to?
I was saying, first of all,
is this what the f-ing world has come to?
But this is what TikTok
people get
does.
Millions. We over here pouring our heart out for a f-ing hour on a f-ing podcast, and this gets a million f-ing views pouring f-ing cereal milk first and throw it on the f-ing floor. What is this f-ing life?
Are back. Just like that, we're back. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for joining us. New studio. What do you think?
Yeah, I love it.
The spaceship, the SS Lisa. We're on a new studio, on the road studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, what a crazy ride. I mean, what have we been up to? I mean, we visited South Texas last weekend, and you know, I got offered to be a protege and to be initiated into a biker gang, which I really appreciate that. I mean, what else can we say is going on?
Let's see. We met the one and only Jim Bob.
Jim Bob. Oh, my God. Jim Bob. Every hole in the wall bar has a fucking Jim Bob. A guy that's just like, and it's about to be mean a little bit. I'm just kidding. Thank you.
Honestly,
thank you so much for joining.
One thing I was very excited to do is I've been waiting to try this. We've had this for like 2 weeks. Some toxic waste.
Yeah, so
whatever this is.
Basically, Five Below should change its name to That 90s Store, because literally Five Below is like a
That's literally true.
A dip to, or like a step to my childhood.
Yeah, basically.
And this is one of the things
there
here.
Was
you
some
remember
shit in there that I have not seen in so long.
Check this out. Toxic waste.
What did you tell me?
Why don't you show your new camera that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're upgrading the studio a little bit. We actually got XLR mics instead of the fucking USB mics.
Yeah.
There's no giant computer here anymore. We still wanted to keep the look with the foam panels and,
yeah,
and the space
it.
Wallpaper.
Oh, and look, everyone, our little board. Welcome to the cave in universe.
Yes. Yeah, we'll put inspirational messages on that every week.
Yeah.
You know, maybe next week we'll just put suck my balls.
I don't know.
Whatever you want, people.
Maybe next week we'll put, how about you go fuck your mother?
Yes, I need that on the soundboard. Yeah, this is the soundboard that the new recorder has.
This sounds like a 70s porn.
Right? Yeah, the introduction to 70s porn. Let's see what this is.
Okay,
is that
like
when I say
show?
A cheesy joke or
this
what?
This ain't Family
like,
Feud.
Kaylin, come on down. What's this right here? Oh, yes. Because actually, this might be good. This might be good because we have no fans. So, you know, even the 500 views we get, we still get one like for some reason. So thank you. Yeah, we have our fake audience here. So these are OnlyFans right here. Bacon OnlyFans. No, I'm just kidding. What's going on right here?
Bacon OnlyFans.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
No.
Want to see my wiener? There we go. That's a good moment for that.
Yeah.
My toxic waste fell. We're having too much fun, okay? We've been having a lot of fun, people. You know, we've been really finding ourselves.
Yeah.
And you know, we have a few members of our cult so far. it's midsummer over here. Let's see.
You like that movie or what?
Oh God, I love that movie. If you think I wanted to start a cult before, now I do. Minus all the killing. I just want everyone to have a good time. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll
and
just
minus
do mushrooms
all the like
and
group fucking.
I'm just kidding. Don't ban us already, YouTube. We're back, and YouTube's already gonna ban us. What'd you say?
How about without the group fucking?
How about you go fuck your mother?
The group fucking I'm down for. Are you okay? Are you okay with that?
No. Can I have my toxic waste?
What about like two or three?
No, that's too many.
One.
No.
What are we talking about?
Toxic waste.
Here's your toxic waste.
Thank you. Okay, so what is this? What did you tell me earlier about this?
What?
You said if I can't finish it or if I can't keep it.
Okay,
in
so
mouth.
No, it says it on here. Look on the side of the thing. So it says, it literally says time in mouth. It says 15 seconds total wuss, 30 seconds crybaby, 45 seconds toxy wannabe, and then 60 seconds. Damn, I can't talk today. I've got to get the rust out. Full toxy head. So I guess this didn't really age well.
No.
I don't think you should be calling people a total wuss and a crybaby. Come on, we got to be more progressive here. Beepo.
Great strawberry. That's a jobber flavor.
Let's see. What do we? Hold on, just dump it all right here.
Lemon.
We got to use this for something. I'm all for reusing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can use this for something. This looks cool.
This is a good.
I'm a hoarder. According to my 23andMe, I have 2% Neanderthal DNA. We'll go more into that in our 23andMe episode.
Oh, yes.
But I have 2% Neanderthal DNA, and some things that are associated with that is that I can't get used. I can't get rid of stuff. I'm basically a hoarder, which is why I just said I want to keep this, even though it's fucking useless.
Yeah. Here. We'll figure out something to do with shot glasses.
Oh, let's take a shot out of it right now. You down?
Oh my God.
I'm going to go get it right now.
Okay.
Our On the Road studio. Good thing about our On the Road studio is everything is two steps away.
Yeah. Let me see here. Okay.
These fucking stupid ass goggles.
So some of these flavors. Just freaking out over there. Some of these flavors. Let's see. Which one do I want to try first? Watermelon, blue raspberry, banana blueberry. What is with these combinations?
I'm down to take a shot.
Orange apple. Ooh, I'm down. Like a. Okay. Let's see. Pineapple, passion fruit.
I just put vodka in the shot.
Kahlua.
I think I had Kahlua, yep. So this, we'll save this for the end of the show then.
Okay.
That's simmering there.
Cool. What's in this?
Just the strawberry peach vodka.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome for the advertisement, Svetka. Yeah. Oh, I didn't even say the name, but there you go.
Yeah.
Pay us.
I think I'm going to try
pay us. Actually, we don't care if you pay us or not, because we're just doing this because we've been doing this for a year. Let's get it. I mean, that's one thing. That's one main thing that we needed to do this today.
Yeah.
Because it's been a year since May 19th.
Yeah.
You know, we got a bump up in views. We really appreciate that. We made zero money, $0 this past year. I just want to let everyone know because that's not what this is about.
Yeah, exactly.
This is about this. I'm having so much fun and it's been 7 minutes. This is what it's about, people. It's about sticking together.
Yeah.
It's about interacting. It's about liking and subscribing.
Yeah, like
it. That's what it's about.
Let's see.
So what do we got here?
Okay. I have blue raspberry. I'm going to try.
What is this right here?
I don't know.
Oh, this is just grape, strawberry, black cherry. You got the nuclear fusion. I didn't want to try the nuclear fusion then.
Hazardously
Wait,
sour candy.
The nuclear fusion I think is more sour, so we should try just the regular toxic waste.
Okay, I have a regular.
Where? Which one?
Right here.
Oh, that's the regular toxic waste.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a regular one too. Are we gonna drop it in there?
I guess so. Yeah.
What goes with, well, it's strawberry lemonade, so I guess I'll get the lemon. So
actually,
lemonade
I might not drop it in.
A little ASMR. You want to do some ASMR videos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some.
Oh, yeah, people. Oh, yeah. Why am I doing it on that? I need it right
I know. It's right here, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a little sexual.
Yeah, we were supposed to start this 2 hours ago, but we've replaced starting the podcast 2 hours ago with drinking 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's try it. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot.
Ooh, I have a cut on my fucking thing. And fuck, I just... Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, I didn't take it.
Oh, take it. Yeah, be glad you did because I took it all and I'm going to swallow that thing whole.
That would have been bad.
Oh, on your intestines. Is it supposed to be sour or what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, at first, now it's hitting me.
Uh-huh. I can't feel my face.
We're supposed to be telling ourselves. Mm. Oh my God. Why does that hurt?
I want.
Oh. Oh. I love sour candy and oh my God.
Is that even safe for my body?
I don't know. That fucking.
I feel like.
I can't get it out of my. It's like.
In
it's
your
like
jaw,
a wax
right?
That's like covered my. Coat in my mouth.
My jaw, I can't.
And that was a lemon one, too. Oh, my God. I feel like I just got, like...
Ew, you ate the lemon one? That's, like, the worst
yes,
one.
Yes, I just feel like my teeth are just coated with just... All right, let's do another one. Let's do nuclear fusion now.
Oh, my God. Okay, we have to time ourselves with this one.
Okay. Oh, pineapple passion fruit. I'll take that.
I think I'll try.
Pretty passionate today.
Let me see.
Time you got your phone.
What? Okay, I don't want raspberry lemon though. Damn it! Can you help me pick a flavor?
Pineapple passion fruit. There you go. You can have that one.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, cause I don't know about these other. Oh wait, actually. Oh.
I'll take the grape.
You know, I think I'll try grape strawberry too.
Okay.
You want pineapple after all?
No, we'll try the same one.
Okay.
It's fine. All right.
Oh my god. Okay, wait. I'm gonna time.
Look at that. You can just see like that's all that that's just they just inject a bunch of just sour fucking chemicals into that side.
Look okay. At
that. It's all fucking right here. You can see it on hers.
Timer. There you go. Oh, wait, no, I use, like, a stopwatch, right?
Our table is one of our last episodes. You said that we need to reevaluate the distance between the table, and, hey, we achieved it.
Oh, finger. Oh, yeah. Finger touch.
Just a tip.
Just a tip.
You ever done that? Like, pound it? What is that?
We literally... Okay, deja vu, we did this on one of our last episodes.
Really? But now we're closer.
Oh, yeah.
Nail.
Oh, yeah, we can actually do it.
The octopus.
And the yeah. Jellyfish.
Oh, mine is, yeah, the jelly, yeah, you do a high five, and then jellyfish.
And then, shift gear.
The shift gear! All right, cheers.
Okay, so timer?
Oh, yeah. Okay. As soon as you put it on
the or what do I do? Alarm or stopwatch?
Stopwatch,
sorry. Okay. Cheers. Cheers. This is, like, not even a good taste.
This one's not as bad as the other one.
Mm-mm.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, God.
It's not that it's sour. It just tastes like shit.
Yeah. Why does it taste like that? And smell like that?
Oh, my God. It's really, I want to spit it out. I'm going to spit it.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, Mom.
No. You're the winner.
Well, keep going. Oh, okay, no. You can stop it. Once you get past 45 seconds, it's gone.
Oh, wow. It only lasts.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was pretty jobber. This is some jobber candy.
Yeah. I'm probably eating when I get the munchies, though. Not bad. I like sugar candy. I guess that lemon one just really tastes like shit.
You know what we should get? A cotton candy maker.
Whoa.
Yeah, for right there on the counter. Cotton candy whenever we want. And we can, like, actually, like, mix it and stir it.
You would make that shit one time. And then I'll be like, hey, babe, you want some cotton candy? Or you want to make some cotton candy? You'd be like, no. I'll be like, you want some cotton candy? I'll make some. You'd be like, no. That's how it goes with you. That's how it goes, people. What else we got going on today?
Oh, I got some funny clips I want to show you.
Oh, yeah. So, as we said last episode, if you stuck with us, Planet Cringe is no more.
Yeah.
Planet Cringe is no more. And, oh, yeah, that's one thing we mentioned earlier about the studio. You know, we did a little studio, a little on-the-road studio here. And if you can tell, I got a nice little backdrop here for me. Nice little mushroom backdrop. And that's exactly what this next segment is called, because Planet Cringe is now the Mushroom Kingdom. Because it's just literally that I would, because we thought to ourselves, what could Planet Cringe be?
Yeah.
You know, what name can we think for that? Because obviously we told people to submit names and no one fucking did. So, the Mushroom Kingdom sounds like a bunch of crazy weird shit would happen in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
Let's get to it.
Okay, let's get to it. Pretty cool, pretty cool.
You wanna go, I can take you.
The world is advancing.
Oh, my God. That just reminds me. I should show... I mean, I wish I could pull up my phone and show you, but I was literally just... That's the guy on the guy's hands, like fucking Iron Man style. That's so badass. But yes. I was just watching one that a guy did, like a fucking Green Goblin, like hoverboard style fucking one where he was like in the air and just traveling through the street. Like, oh, my gosh, you know. Did I hit record?
You hit record on this one?
Shit. You know... I did hit record, but then upon checking if I hit record, I fucked up the camera. So, you know, it's a lot of responsibility. You know, it's just us. It just us. No fucking producer. There's no Chin here. There's no Nick. No Jamie.
Nick.
There's no native.
I'm glad, you know what?
No Nadav.
I'm glad there's no Nick here because Nick fucking sucks.
Oh my God. Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk. Which podcasts have the most jobber producers?
King and the Sting. That's it.
Nick is just I love the guy.
Yeah.
He's cool, but he
he's
just...
He's cool, but...
I can tell the rough cuts. I can see the rough cuts on the editing. I can tell sometimes the editing is awful. That's kind of... Yeah. Isn't that chin, though?
No. No, it's...
Who am I to talk? My editing fucking sucks.
I think Nick, yeah, because not only does he suck at scheduling...
It's a moth.
Scheduling people to come in, right? Like the whole Stevie...
Oh, the whole Stevie... Man, poor Stevie. Incident. Steve, if you want to be on our show... More than welcome.
Oh my god, that would be
so awesome.
We
would drive our fucking RV to you. We'd drive the SS. We would fly the SS Lisa to you.
We'd pull that shit. Okay, but I figured out why I don't like Nick. It's just something about his voice. Like anytime he talks. So Chappelle has his own podcast, right? And I don't know if I told you this, but one of these days I was like, you know, going through the YouTubes, right? And I came across Chappelle's podcast and I saw Nick was on there. I was like, oh, that's cool. They'll probably vibe together. Literally the moment it started, I was like, all right, I can't do this because Nick is just talking, like, about nothing.
Oh, my God. So, you didn't tell me my whole fucking tits were out.
What? You don't have tits?
But, I mean, that's what a podcast does, though. We talk about nothing all the time.
I know, but I'm telling you, it's just Nick's voice that pisses me off.
What if I were to tell you that there might be some people that don't like the sound of your voice or my voice?
I'd be like, fuck off.
You don't think Nick thinks that?
Maybe not.
He's a human being. He has feelings, you know.
Like you're supposed to like go along.
Just kidding. Fuck him. No, just kidding.
Okay, that's too far.
Yeah. We're gonna try to like, or yeah, we can try to break in like, you know, the biggest interview of our career. We're gonna get like Theo Von or Brendan, but then Nick's gonna hear this and he's gonna be like, no, fuck you guys.
Yeah, Theo Von like just.
That just say career. What the fuck?
I can't even go into Theo Von because. Just there's just something about me that just like this, the moment I see him on the screen, I just want to burst into fucking laughter.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't know.
Everyone's the best though.
Yeah. What does this have to do with the video I just showed?
Let's play the videos. Oh, the hoverboard thing.
Yeah, the hoverboard thing.
You got the other, let's play this other video.
Okay. So this one, talk about perfect timing, right? Okay.
How did that happen? I don't know.
I didn't play with it.
Oh, it's just supposed to pop straight up.
Holy shit.
So we're like, it's just totally.
Yes,
probably like
hit
a glass or something. He said, you're not supposed to play with it.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, obviously, that's what I fucking did.
But the whole thing was, it was just in his mouth, and then it fucking decided to go off fucking moments later.
True.
Could you imagine
but I think it flew from the spark.
But still, it probably would have fucked up his teeth being in his mouth something, right?
Ooh, yeah, it could have done some damage.
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then this last one is just the funny.
Is this what the fucking world has come to?
But this is what TikTok
people get
does.
Millions. We over here pouring our heart out for a fucking hour on a fucking podcast, and this bitch gets a million fucking views pouring fucking cereal milk first and throwing it on the fucking floor. What is this fucking life?
I don't know, but this is how TikTok does, because literally the moments that this is what was happening as I was watching this video. I was like, whoa, why is she eating the ice cream like that? And then I was like, oh, different video. And I was like, wait, milk before cereal? And then I was like, wait, fork? And I was like, whoa, I was not expecting that last part.
That's why, though. You can't help it. It's fucking hilarious.
I know.
My thing, okay, what made you feel more uncomfortable, the ice cream or the cereal?
I think the part that made me feel more uncomfortable was the ice cream.
Imagine her after she recorded, and she's sitting there cleaning up her cereal. She's sitting there... You know, wiping down all the milk, sweeping up
right,
the cereal.
Yeah, right, because she had to pick it up.
Sweeping up the glass. I wonder if she thought it was worth it. To be on a jobber podcast with 30 views like us. Was it worth it? Was it worth throwing your f***ing cereal on the f***ing floor? I'm going to have to beep out one of those F words because we have too many in a row, YouTube boo. Say we have shocking content. Yeah, I figured out that the shocking content thing was just because I say
the F word a lot. I say freaking a lot, people. YouTube doesn't like that I say freaking a lot, okay?
Freaking.
You know what I say to that? How about you go fuck your mother?
How about you go fuck your mother?
Where did it go? Yeah, there was a hair on your mic.
Are we done yet? I'm just kidding. Going on all night, but I mean, I'm saying, are we done for the sake of them, not for the sake of us?
Because
we can go on all night, but this is y'all that don't want to fucking view
us. Yeah,
we
can go all night.
Fucking average views, 14 minutes, my fucking ass.
Oh man,
what else we got?
I don't know. That was like all of the videos. Let's see. Well, we're gonna talk more about like, because I mean, I can't believe it's been a year. I still can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah, and a year ago, I mean, it was the start of the quarantine, and that was basically, and you know, I hate to categorize us because a million podcasts started in the quarantine.
Yeah.
And I hate to categorize us as one, but to me, like I said in the first episode, you know, we've wanted to do this for a very, very long time. I personally was, you know, involved with YouTube and shit years before I started doing this podcast. You know, I still have some of those old YouTube videos where I was reviewing supplements and shit on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
No, I still have it on the Clip channel.
When we first met, I would watch your YouTube channel.
Really?
Yeah, and you didn't even know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'd watch you.
Wow, that's weird. I wonder how many people watch my YouTube channel back then.
And I've seen other videos.
Oh.
Yeah.
I took those down.
I know you did take them down, but I'm just telling you, I've seen some of them.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, I kept some up because obviously those videos got more views than we get now. But then I realized that it's funny because like when I was caught up in the whole fitness industry, you know, it's like huge to some people. It's like anything. It's like high school or it's like college. It's like you're so wrapped up in this thing. And you think like these people, these legends of this industry, you just think, or these, you know, I guess titans of this industry, you think are just a shit. And then you realize once you get out of the fitness industry that no one really knows who these people are. Like, okay, you know Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Sure.
Yeah. 8-time or 7-time Mr. Olympia. Do you know who Phil Heath is?
Who?
7-time Mr. Olympia, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger. But of course, because Arnold was, you know, in, you know, movies and stuff, you know Arnold, but you don't know who the fuck. Exactly. That guy's considered a legend in the bodybuilding industry, and you don't know who he is.
Wow.
Exactly my point. So this is why I just love this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
This is why I love this podcast, because it just allows us to be who we are. And if people view it, they view it. And if they don't, then whatever, you know, on to another universe. So yeah, a year ago we were talking about, TV movies we were in. We were into some weird stuff. Like we were into like 90 Day Fiance. I mean, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. We were into that for like just like a short amount of time.
Oh, you remember My Friend Dahmer? That was a good one.
Who?
My Friend Dahmer. We watched that a year ago.
Yes.
A lot of TV shows.
Yeah.
We were into Cobra Kai. Was out about a year ago.
Cobra Kai. Yeah. Yes. Because that was like, because when we first moved in together, what, a year ago? A little over a year ago.
Well, we were watching the old ones, weren't we, or something?
Yes, because remember, I had never seen the first and second season.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you like were like, no, it's so good, like I will rewatch it. So you got me into it, and now here we are.
And then The Office, of course, we're still watching The Office.
Yes, well, Brooklyn we started Nine-Nine, watching The Office that. Before we moved in together, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's new episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Not that I've heard of. I don't know. You know what, maybe on Peacock now.
Yeah.
Because it's NBC.
Yeah, so you can go back and see, I guess, what shows we're into now. But I mean, or what shows we're into back then. But what shows we're into now? I mean, what was that one show you've been watching?
The one show
with the chick that she's like lives in her house and she's like freaking out because she met this dude's wife. And
That's not a show. That's a movie.
Oh, what movie
it's trending though. I actually need to finish it because I only think I got through like an hour of it. But it's called The Woman in the Window. So the lady, it's Amy Adams.
That's what
you know who that is. Yeah, so that's Amy Adams, and she has agoraphobia. And if you're not familiar with that, it's like you literally have like a fear of going outside. And like if she does go outside in like a time or two of the movie in the beginning, and she like literally passed out. So, yeah, that is pretty sad.
It's so sad because you're just like, just do it. But it's literally something that they can't control.
It's just something in her head. And the crazy part about it is that she's actually a shrink for children. And she actually needs a shrink herself because of her phobia. And then throughout the movie, like, it actually was crazy to me because she's, like, talking, like, you never see them, but there's, like, a voice of, like, a little girl and there's a voice of a man throughout the movie. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's just their phone calls playing, right? Because she stated in the beginning that she talks to her family every day, but that they don't live together. They're separated. and you come to find out that they actually passed away. So there is something going on in there, you know, because
that shit like that, trust me, I know.
Yeah.
Will break people and change them forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got to get through that. So we'll see. But I don't know. What else have we been watching? It's so weird.
Well, I mean, you know, hanging out with my dad, we've been watching a lot of Everyone Loves Raymond.
Oh my god.
And,
literally.
He likes old westerns like Gunsmoke and like all those old western stuff, but he also likes Everyone Loves Raymond, King of Queens, and Two and a Half Men.
And which the Andy Griffith show that he actually enjoy.
All good shows.
Yes. And believe it or not, I like the Andy Griffith show when it was in black and white.
Yeah, that was like, I was just telling you, I was like, one of the things that, like, that's just so crazy how things have changed. It's like, we're over here fucking recording on these, like, cameras that we could just, you know, and then we're just going to send it out to the internet and then people can potentially watch it. When back then, it was like, literally, I was telling you, they used to be black and white and then they, you know, the industry changed the color and then that show changed the color with it. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. The Two and a Half Men, though, I will say that I enjoy it with the Ashton Kutcher, the newer ones. Sorry.
You've just never been a fan. I think Charlie Sheen,
I have nothing against him. I just don't get him.
Exactly. I just think that's the thing with age. It's just you. Yeah. It's just he cut off, like, right. Kind of. Even, like, when I was little, he was still kind of already drifting off. He already made his hits and stuff like that. Like, you've never seen Hot Shots? Like, he was the original, like, before Scary Movie, making fun of all the scary movies. He was in Hot Shots, basically making fun of all the action movies. And he was, like, the main star in that. And then The Chase. He's been in a lot of good stuff. But, like, again, those are all, like, movies in the 80s and 90s. So he was kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Two and a Half Men is cool, though, because it's kind of like he's playing himself. That's the funny part.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Yeah. Well. Oh, another show we watched. We watched the Selena series.
Oh, yeah.
That was. Oh, yeah. You like it? Did you just bite it? The ASMR? Come close. Come close. Yeah, baby.
If you bite it, it's not sour.
What? How does that make any sense? Your phone's not going to die right on the.
I hope not.
Okay.
Selena series is good.
Selena series was good. Yeah. Yeah, this is just the point of that. There's nothing much to say. Everybody knows what happened. You good over there?
I'm going
to
shit myself later.
I honestly told you that earlier because of all those drinks that you mixed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I need to do with ASMR is those Pop Rocks.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good next up.
Yeah. Oh, man. What were we talking about?
I don't know. We're having almost 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Selena series.
Oh, yeah, Selena series. Beady, beady, bum, bum.
That's all you have to say about it?
Yep.
I mean, we all know. Spoiler alert.
We all know what happened. I mean, come on. I saw this TikTok of this girl. She was like holding like a radio, right? And she was like that. And she's like dancing with it. And then like as she's dancing, it's bitty bitty bum bum playing, right? Mm-hmm. And it was me in 2025 standing outside the prison when they released Yolanda Salazar.
Oh my God. You know what I realized? A lot of people like outside of Texas don't really know who Selena is.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
How the fuck? Like, what?
I know.
What the hell's up with that? Get your shit straight, people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't even want to get into
like,
that.
Like Bloodbath? Like
yeah, that's exactly when they mentioned
Selena and they were talking about Selena Gomez. Fuck Selena Gomez, like okay? It's Selena. That's Selena. Selena is this Selena. Well,
it's Selena Quintanilla.
I know, but she just, you know.
Perez.
Well, technically. I guess. They got married before she died, right?
Yeah. Oh, look, it stopped. Whatever. Yeah, but let's see.
I think that's it.
What about our songs?
That's a good update. Well, okay, yeah, that's one thing. Okay, we're in with that. So, technically that was our first like I guess hit episode. You know that they were around where every episode around that got like 10 views. That was the only episode that got like 200 views at the time. Now it's like over 1,000 views.
Wow.
While the ones around it only have like 100 views.
Yeah.
So it's weird, but the top 10 workout songs was our
one of our most successful ones.
Yeah, last year. So, in the midst of that, we'll give you 5 songs that we're into today, and I don't have my list. I forgot my list, but I think I can remember them off the top of my head.
Go, baby.
So, how do you want to do it?
You just tell me which ones you're feeling.
So, in 5, no specific order.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's see. Ice Nine Kills just came out with a cover for Elvis' song, I Can't Help Falling in Love.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good song. I'm jamming that right now. Let's play it. Well, Candyman by ICP. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I've heard you sing that one. My variety of flavor depends on your paper. So if you can't afford it, candy can import it. I'm the Candyman. Got your Candyman. Get the fatty ready quick, quick. I gives a shit what you crave or how you choose to misbehave. Create a fucking sex slave or fill your 10th grave. Need a pest dispenser or Ruger with the sensor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then...
and then one recent one that I just discovered is because it's like a is it a future song or a Travis Scott song, Astronaut in the Ocean?
Astronaut in the Ocean, what you know about? I don't even know what that song is, honestly. I just heard it on TikTok. I don't know who sings it, but it's like, what you know about rolling down.
Yeah, but see, that's not that song. Because, I mean, I like rap. I mean, rap sometimes is cool. It's a good vibe. But I prefer rock and, like, metal and things like that. So there's a band called Our Last Night that covered that song. So it's Our Last... It's Astronaut in the Ocean by Our Last Night. And that's a badass, like, version of it. What you know about rolling down in the deep? Yeah, that's a lot of things. I like a lot of rock covers of rap songs.
Yeah.
So maybe that just shows there's nothing wrong with the rap songs. It's just I just prefer what I prefer. But but I like.
Like you like that Taylor Swift song that's a rock cover.
Yeah, because you wouldn't see me listening to Taylor Swift. Exactly. I'd rather listen to the rock cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And then I guess another one. Well, these are older songs, but they've been around. It's kind of a 3-part series. You know, kind of threefer for one.
Yeah.
There's Johnny Ringo, Johnny's Revenge and Johnny's Rebellion. Johnny's Rebellion, I guess, would really be on this list of top five because that's my favorite one of the three. But see, that's the thing you don't have in rap. That's the thing you don't have with a lot of other types of music. I mean, I guess you have it in country. Country is just for people who don't want to accept the world has changed. But, like, you know, you don't have that like a lot of rap songs because I guess rap song is more of like the emotion and feeling of just having a good time and just being on top of all your shit and having money and having, you know, whatever, everything you need, you know, and rapping about that. But there's a lot of good rap songs with stories. But that's my point is I feel like a lot of like rap songs don't have the story to it. Yeah. And Johnny Ringo, like I said, these three. So this whole story plays out. This guy dies and, you know, ends up in purgatory and then goes to hell and then, you know, creates an army and then dethrones the devil. This is stuff I'm into, people. You know, so this happens over three songs and it just like just blows my mind.
Yeah, the mind.
I just love stories like this. It's like, yeah, it's like putting a story in music. I love it. I don't know what my fifth one, or is that three? What is that? How many was that?
That was four.
Four? Fifth one probably be Dethroned by Bad Omens, just because that's just a badass song.
Yeah. Hear me, take me to the pearly gates, so I can look you in the eye when I spit in your face. Hear me, take me to the pearly gates, so it'll meet you on the way you win to take your
place. All right, what do you got?
I love it. So... again, in a typical order, I've currently been listening to Had Enough by Don Toliver. You know who Don Toliver is? I'm actually pretty sad because the concert that was canceled due to the pandemic, he was actually supposed to be there at the weekend concert, Don Toliver.
You wouldn't have went
and
anyway.
Actually, what? <Then I'm>
just, okay. No, didn't we have tickets?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sad, but okay.
Yeah,
but yeah,
you
don't
can enjoy that concert in 2025.
Yeah. Okay, here it is. Stay a while. I know you had a get on down if you're bad enough. You and all your friends hopped up that Billy truck. Okay, so why did you make that face at me?
What face?
You just made a face at me. You'll see it in the camera. Okay.
My camera's already probably shut off by now.
Oh my God, should I check?
No, just keep going. We're almost done.
Okay, so a little bit of Juggalo in me. The Halls of Illusions. Good ass song I've been listening to.
Song that came out like in 2000, but it's a great song.
Okay,
still.
Well, you know what? I just...
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Whoa. Like, no, it's just one of my examples. Like, actually, good segue. A year ago, how one of my list a year ago was Metallica, From Whom the Bell Tolls, and I said how it was made in like 1989. It's still a badass song. Same thing, Hall of Illusion was made like in the, I don't know exactly what it was made.
Yeah.
But it's an older song, but still good.
Yeah, still good. Okay. Where is my mind?
Huh?
Where is my mind?
Oh my gosh. You just like that because it's Orange Cassidy song. But it is a good song.
Yes, literally. Since the
Where's
beginning.
My Mind by the Pixels?
Pixies.
Pixies.
Yeah,
Pixels.
So literally Pixies. Orange Cassidy from AEW just came out with a new song, right? Recently in the Dynamite. And man, it took me forever to find it, but I finally tracked it down. Because you look up Orange Cassidy theme song and like some random ass one comes on. I guess it's like his old one that I never
paid
attention
to. Yeah, I don't know, because AEW came out with like their songs and they came out like remixes of like, and like they came out with like five versions of everyone's song at first.
So yeah. Who, nobody wants to keep up with that. Okay, yeah, but I love that one. And then, let's see. The Doja Cat. You like the Doja Cat or what?
I hear her name a lot, but I have no idea who
it is. Yeah, because she's really popular.
Can you show me a picture of her?
Yeah, I can show you a picture of her. So there's a song of hers that's been really popular on the TikToks.
Where does she come from? Has she been around for a while, or
she's
just like...
She's just been, like, wherever.
She just started popping?
Yeah, I guess so. So that's the Doja Cat.
What's this picture right here?
Which one?
That one right there.
Oh, the one where her titties are out? No problem.
So that's Doja Cat.
Yeah, that's Doja Cat.
And what does that stand for?
I don't know. What is Doja Cat's real name?
Why does she have a brawl of... Isn't that itchy?
The grass bra?
That would fucking be itchy. I fucking went... I had to go check us something under the car, and I had to crawl under the car in the grass, and oh my God, my back was itching
what
for two
fuck?
Fucking days.
Babe, try and pronounce that. What's her real name?
Amala Retna Zenadil Damanelli. I apologize to anyone that may have offended by saying that, but I tried my best.
Oh.
All I can think of is that Retna. I just think of Ratatata from
I'm sorry,
Pokemon.
Wait, can you read Cardi B's name too?
Becialis. You know, we should just change our names. This is how these people get famous. They just change their names. Oh, my name's gonna be Doja Dog. My name's Doge. That's my new name. Is Doge. Just call me Dogecoin from now on.
That's a whole other thing. What are these?
What's going on over there?
Oh my God. Okay, so yeah.
This is the problem with living in the middle of nowhere. Complete darkness around us, people. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Point of that. Doja Cat, and the song is called Kiss Me More. And there's a part where she's like, I feel like fucking something. And I like that part.
Oh, yeah. That you do.
Okay, moving on.
Judging, well, shit, you must be listening to that song every day, judging by our nights. Fucking sore over here.
Very true.
the RVs are rocking, don't come a knocking.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I love it. Okay, and my last song, shout out to Olivia Rodrigo. This girl literally is wrote her own song, released it on social media, and became insanely popular. Like beyond belief. So her
That's
new
awesome.
Album.
That's how it should work.
Yes, exactly. So her new album just came out, and I've actually been jamming Deja Vu more than all of them. But the entire album is perfect. I just want to say that.
Okay, the album might be perfect. She might have, you know, great, you know, success story. But come on, think of a better name, Deja Vu. What the fuck is that?
Just hating on the song.
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to say something funny. I guess.
Okay, here it is.
That was funny, but.
Do you get deja vu? Do you get deja vu? Do you call her on the same line? Okay, well, yeah, that's all of mine.
What was that for? Here it is.
The song you're gonna plug in?
Oh yeah, I gotta plug it in. Well, now they know. Yeah, they know.
Okay. What? I have to pee. Can we?
I have been having to pee since we started 39 minutes ago.
I'm about to go pee outside.
Are we done? This episode doesn't count. We're gonna get shocking content. No one's gonna see this anyway. Oh my god. But if you are here, we really appreciate it, and we really love you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Back. We're gonna be back on a normal schedule, and yeah, we're gonna be just doing it until. We can't do it anymore.
Yeah, we are. Okay, sorry. I got to pee.
I got to pee too. Thank you so much, people. They're hitting our music. Thank you.
I hear it.
Yeah, our music. You hear the music? They're playing it. That means we got to fucking wrap
That's
it up.
It.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll have a better scheduled show with not as much random nonsense next week. So, yeah. Thank you so much for being part of our universe. Peace and love. And you were from us.
Bye, guys.
And you will hear from us soon.
Bye, guys. I'm just kidding. Bye, guys.
Dark Vader. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys. What?
Can we get one last clap, actually?
Oh, we didn't even clap to begin it.
It's okay.
I'm already going to cut this.
Can you clap, though? Over.
Clap? Okay.
No, on the recorder.
Be aggressive. Oh, that's what you wanted. Is that what you wanted? Alright. So you leave. It's going to keep going till you leave.
Okay. Gotta take a piss.
Yay! Take a piss! Yay! Okay. I'm going to have to cut it before that.